Hello everyone. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know, especially if you are one of my loyal listeners that is looking for a little bit more, I've created a paid subscription option for the podcast for 99 pence per month. On top of this being ad-free and just purely being the essence of the episodes, I will be doing bonus episodes, some personal update episodes, and we'll also include any information, invites into any virtual workshops or online things that I do in the future. So if you fancy it, check out the show notes below with the link and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope everybody is well. We are now into the beginning of autumn. I hope wherever you are, you're seeing that seasonal change, enjoying the change that comes with it. This change in novelty can be really good for resetting, whether it's reflecting upon previous goals, almost being a line in the sand for how you're getting on so far. A lot of what my recent thoughts have been about as humans and as species is that we never give ourselves enough credit. So if there's something that you think that you've done recently that is quite small, it's probably more significant than you think. So give yourself that extra little bit of praise, give yourself that extra little bit of credit, because in the grand scheme of humanity, you're probably doing better than most. Today's episode is called True Pain Points for Change. The context of this is going to be looking at two different types of change. We're going to be looking at true change and false change. And as we go on, I'll set the scene and I'll give you a little bit more context into what I mean by those phrases in a little bit more detail. Now, what I've come to realize over the last few years is there is a distinct difference between true change and false change. I define false change as either trendy or what we think we need to change. It's surface level and it doesn't last. I'm sure as I'm speaking about examples of this, you can relate to some that you've tried and not stuck with because of the points I'm about to make. We feel like it can benefit us instantly and in the short term. For example, when you see that instant weight loss when you start a diet, or you feel fitter when you start a new exercise program, a different type of fitness, perhaps. And the reason that I refer to this as false change is that we are fooling ourselves into thinking it's making a difference to our lives. We surround ourselves with people who are maybe going through similar change. We talk to people we know or maybe don't know about this change that we are making, therefore, again, fool ourselves into thinking that it's making a significant difference, even though it always ends up being temporary. It's a form of escapism, a bit like watching TV or being on social media. Temporary goals, change, surface level ambitions to keep up with everybody else is always temporary. And for one reason or another, we always pursue it. This is going to be something that we've done in the past, I know I have, and it's going to be something that I do in the future, as will you. But being aware of this at that moment, or even learning from it, from reflection, can always be useful. And this is why I want to talk about true change. True change takes time. The goal of true change is sustainability. It is uniquely meaningful to us. We don't need to justify what we're doing to anybody else because it doesn't matter to anybody else as much. It's infinite. It never ends. True change comes from asking ourselves the bigger questions. Why do I want to lose weight? Is it surface level to impress others and to fit in and to have a lifestyle that I think I want? Or is it to give me peace of mind that I'm living a healthy life like I want to? Is it so that I can achieve a fitness goal that means a lot to me and has meant a lot to me for most of my life? What is that true point of pain that you are addressing? One example, personally, is I stretch every day. I stretch for about 10 minutes. It's not exciting. But my true point of pain is that I don't want to have aches and pains in my body as I age. There's no guarantee of this prevention, like anything, but I have the peace of mind that I'm looking after my body, and so that as I get older, there's a reduced chance of me getting this pain point that I'm potentially scared of. It'll never end. It's infinite. And it's just one example. I think true change can be daunting to us. It can be overwhelming, which is why we don't easily pursue it. But once we have a stronger why to do it rather than not, it becomes a lot easier. Like I said before, asking ourselves those bigger questions. Your why you do things truly and authentically, is only decided by you. It's something that through your own life experience, you will formulate. It's something that evolves over time, and you can only gain from going through experiences. But if we go through experiences, as everybody does in life, and don't ask ourselves the big questions that we need to, that's going to help us live a better life, then we're never going to become the person that we want to. Having a strong why can only come from within and from genuine self-acceptance. And unfortunately, if you are not there yet through self-acceptance, you need to go through it. You can't avoid it. There's no shortcuts. There's only going through the pain of accepting who you are, that you are not perfect, accepting that you never will be perfect, but accepting yourself as an individual that is trying to live a good life for you. It's a form of evolution, self-evolution. You need to show your previous and current self some compassion to move forward. And I've referred to these things in previous episodes if you ever want to go and have a wee listen. So, true points for pain. How do we create change? How do we know what is false change? How do we know what is true change? How can we get true change? A good sign is that true change is usually boring. False change is usually quite attractive and trendy. So if you're struggling to identify those things, that's a good start point. And that's us today. I hope that's helped. I hope you've enjoyed that perspective. And it's time to go and ask yourself some bigger questions. Where are you at right now? What do you need to do that you need to soak up for a few years to really make an impact on your life, but understand that it's never going to end? What can you do that is sustainable, that it's not about achieving happiness, but it's about achieving that peace of mind that you're living the life that you should? Living true to yourself, perhaps. So I hope you enjoyed that. As always, if you want to write to me, I would love to hear your opinion or perspective on this as well. And I will see you all next time. Cheers. Hey guys, me again. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you're not ready for the Becoming Unstuck in 30 Days self-led course quite yet, why don't you try my free ebook I created? 5 Simple Steps to Improve Yourself and Your Life. I made this during the very first lockdown of the pandemic in the early days of the Self-Improvement Project. It's a quick go-to when you're feeling unsure what to work on when improving yourself or your lifestyle. And the great starting point if you're trying to figure out how to live a more fulfilling and simple life. The link for this will be in the show notes for you. Have a good one.